Hey, I'm John Horn. This week on Geffen Playhouse Unscripted, we are joined by
Josh Gad. And as much as he wants you to believe that none of it is scripted, I'm telling you that even my name is in a paper in front of me and I'm reading it. And everything that I'm saying right now, I'm also reading. This is very meta.
And it's phonetically spelled out, so you know how to say Josh Gad.
And for some reason, it's also in Spanish. Yo soy Josh Gad.
It's called Geffen Playhouse Unscripted. You could download it on the Podcast One app.
You can hear it on Apple Podcast.
Or at podcastone.com.
You are done. Thank you very much.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate, get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend, everybody. That's
is this
my
you?
Coffee, yeah.
Was that my mug?
I don't know.
Oh, that's yours
got
now.
Your, got your
good
glasses
time. No, I'm
on.
Fine.
He's good, man. Don't worry about Drewski.
No, I've actually, that coffee is so damn strong, which I love. I started getting palpitations.
I love what a lightweight you are. All right. Thanks for telling everybody about the show, man. We do appreciate that. All right, Drewski. I was playing everybody. I don't know. I know I'm just turning into like a crazy mad old man Corolla, but I have this thing. And I don't quite understand it, but I don't think it's a good thing.
All right.
We have assigned some sort of emotional component to everything, and we've taken this weird turn as a society where we have to talk about feelings and emotion for everything.
Which I like. It's just gone too far.
No, I don't like it, but...
But also because we're usually bullshitting. We're not really talking about actual feelings. People
well, they
can't
don't
have,
care.
Figure out
so, you know, our mayor. So we live in a town, Los Angeles, that has the worst traffic in the world. Now, please drink that in.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the worst traffic in the United States or North America. I'm saying the world. Mm. The world. The busiest intersection in the world is the 405 and the 101.
Wow. 405 and the 101.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we cannot seem to do anything that's effective surrounding that, except for argue about, you know, light rail out in the Fresno Bakersfield corridor. That's about it. That's about all we got. We don't do anything to alleviate anything. And as a matter of fact, when I was driving here the other day, I just saw a highway patrol guy just sort of cruising in the left lane looking for people in the diamond lane who were single passengers, and actually saw him pop one and almost pop me. But that's all he was doing. And he actually stopped on the freeway to let the guy like get around him, so he impeded people. Like, all they're doing is raising money and writing tickets, and there's no, again, it's click it or ticket or whatever. There's no campaign about turning right on a red.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. Just another red arrow turning red in the middle of the Sunday, middle of the night. Okay. He gave his State of the Union, Mayor Garcetti did.
State of the City, yeah.
Yeah. State of the City. I call it the State of the Union because that's you know, what people might know it as. But anyway, State of the City address. And I said, let's just break down and listen to it. And he talked about the homeless problem for 10 minutes and traffic for 41 seconds. That's number one. So it's like the thing that affects everybody equally, you give no thought to. But
I've decided all politicians do is talk about things that are politically expedient. That's it, period. Nothing that's real, nothing that matters.
We'll listen to him. I'll play a snippet of it, and then we'll decide about what's politically expedient or not, because this is the biggest, bigger, sadder problem.
Okay.
All right, here
all
we
right,
go.
Go
to tap into it. Because this year, our job is not simply to reflect the people's will. We're here to accelerate it. In the last year, we campaigned for historic investments, and we won. Now, armed with the people of Los Angeles behind us and new resources to propel us, it is our time to deliver historic change.
I've heard nothing
And
yet.
We're starting
blah, blah,
on our
blah,
streets.
Right? Right. Oh, streets. There we go.
I remember a time growing up here when homelessness was mostly concentrated in Skid Row. Today, there are people without shelter in just about every neighborhood. As mayor, there is no issue I spend more time on, because I believe that homelessness is the moral issue.
Would you like him to spend more time on, he spends more time on the homeless thing than anything else.
I'd be okay
perhaps
with
that's
that.
Why we have the number one traffic problem
well,
in the world.
We also have the number one homeless problem. So he's doing a great job. So maybe I would rather he not focus on it because he seems to be able to do nothing with
you're
it.
You're a D-minus F student who says all you do is study algebra all day, every day. And then you take your test and we got another D-minus.
Yeah.
But let's continue. Let's continue.
Of our time.
It's the biggest problem of our time.
When there are Angelenos who can't escape the cold rain. Horrified when somebody who has worn our nation's uniform
Hold on.
Is begging for
When you say you're outraged, your face has to change a little bit. And when you're horrified, your face should change a little bit again. He's outraged and he's horrified when Angelina has to face the cold rain.
This is just rhetorical nonsense. Just, you know.
Okay, but this is the mayor. Don't you want him to run the fucking city?
I'm really tired of politics.
All right, one more time.
Change on the corner. I recently talked to a friend who told me that her children have grown up seeing the tents all around town. And they just think it's a normal part of Los Angeles. And I worry that my five-year-old daughter, she won't know any different either.
Well, she won't, and it is.
We can't
because
accept
of you.
That.
But not only that,
we won't.
I grew up when they didn't have the tents.
That.
I'm glad they have the tents now.
Good point, Jeff. We won't accept. Okay, everyone's going to clap, then we're going to go back to what?
Whatever. I can't.
All right.
It's just too much. Politicians are just your blah, 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 blah.
But here's
just
what
it is. It's just like some sort of weird marketing campaign for things that people like to hear about. That's it.
I'm exquisitely glad you couched it that way, Drew. Yeah. Because I say to people all, you have to understand though, Drew, the constituency is one big marketing campaign for things they want to feel about themselves.
Yeah, I feel like I'm a good person if I help out with the homeless and stuff. As opposed to what?
Well, I sit around as the atheist who pays a ton of taxes, and I just go, I'm tired of sitting in traffic. What are we doing about this traffic?
Yeah.
And I go, I don't sit around going, I want to hear some lip service about the homeless. I don't sit around.
I don't want to hear
about Black Lives Matter. I don't care about the homeless. I don't want to care about young women growing up and our rape culture on campuses. I don't want to hear about any of that because it's not true and it doesn't exist and I'm moving on.
Let's say it does. Talking about it doesn't do anything. But they love to talk about it because it's a marketing ploy.
Why is it a marketing ploy to me who is paying you and sitting in traffic? I'm not blaming.
He's not appealing to you.
I'm not. Who are these people? I'm not blaming Garcetti. Garcetti's a fucking puppet who says shit that he doesn't believe in or he's not going to do anything about to get votes. I get it. He's a politician.
That's it.
Right. The same way Gavin Newsom sat there and lied for 50 minutes about brown people and black people and being preyed upon and blah, blah, blah. He doesn't give a shit about black people or brown people or anything. Sorry. He does. He wants to get a vote. Other than that.
He cares about their votes.
He's done. After that, he's done with them. Yeah. So, I get it. Who are the people, black, brown, or in between, who think he does care? That's the part I'm fascinated by. How many years of doubling the homeless population can we have before you understand he's not doing anything for you if you're a homeless person or if you know a homeless person who has a relative
or if
a
you're
homeless
really,
person.
Or if you're really concerned about the homeless population. He's not, you know.
But
then again, if you're really concerned, you want to feel like somebody's doing it. Yeah.
I'd like to see something happening.
Right. I would too. I'm with you.
Let me explain something, everybody. Wake up. Black person, brown person, homeless person, any person who, woman who's being oppressed. These people sit around and talk about being a champion for you each year, year in, year out. Look, here's what you should do in life. You ready? You should have about the same relationship you have with your contractor who tears apart your kitchen and then leaves. And says, I'll see you Monday morning. We're installing cabinets. And Monday morning comes and Monday morning goes and Wednesday comes and Wednesday. And now we get to Thursday and you call the guy and you go, what's going on? And he goes, oh, yeah. Hey, sorry. Truck broke down. Oh, okay. You got the cabinets? Yeah. They're in the truck. Truck broke down. I'll see you Monday morning. We're going to install those babes. Okay. See you then. Monday comes, Monday goes. Wednesday comes, Wednesday goes. Friday comes. Call him again. What's going on? Yeah. Turned out to be a little more involved with the truck than I thought. Okay. Now, at this point, you should be thinking to yourself, we're going to have one more discussion, And then...
Three strikes, yeah.
I'm going to sue him, and I got to get my kitchen finished. I can't... But you can't go 20 years in a torn-apart kitchen and going... The guy said he's coming. First off, he says he deeply believes in cabinets. Says he's committed to cabinets.
Flooring. He's very committed to the flooring.
He has
and
a five-year-old...
Appliances, deeply, profoundly committed. What is he? What was it he said? He's horrified, horrified the lack of appliances.
He has a five-year-old cabinet who looked up at him the other day and said, Daddy... Do you share my caring of cabinets? And I said, yes, you do. They always do the bullshit daughter thing. My daughter. I don't want her growing up in a society. Yeah. Well, she is, buddy. She definitely is. And so is your friend who spoke to you about their daughter. I love the daughter card. It's awesome. Listen, sociopath, that's who they're growing up with. Now, you probably should address it for what it is. And it's a substance problem. And it's a psychological problem.
No health problem.
It's not. We don't have enough low cost housing.
Do you hear what they're doing in San Diego? They've suddenly got preoccupied with the mini houses. You know, those tiny little mini houses. Mm-hmm. And they went, we're going to create these now. We're going to put up thousands of them for homeless people. But they have to go into private citizens' backyards because we don't have any place for it. So it's and I thought, oh my god, they're going to put people with real serious mental illness in people's backyards. It's going to be unbelievable.
Anyway, I think he said at the end, this has to end, and now. We know it's never going to end because not going to do anything. Now, people always out there ragging on Trump, but I'll tell you one thing Trump does that I've never heard any politician do in the last 15 years. He goes, here's what we're doing. We're lowering the corporate tax rate because I want to bring these corporations back. We have the highest corporate tax. It's
In the world.
Yeah. Sorry. And I'm going to lower it. I'm going to get these businesses back here. We're coming back offshore. They're coming here. They're going to get jobs here. And they're going to dump money here. Is it going to work? I hope so. Do I know it's going to work? I have a feeling it'll help. But am I sure of it? Absolutely not. Is he at least talking about specifics that involve numbers, that involve actions, that involve something?
He's going to enrich the corporate shills, and he's going to inflate the deficit. Don't you know, Adam?
Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, now they're worried about the deficit? I never heard any talk about the deficit before this. Not one peep about the deficit. But whatever it is, it's a plan.
So sick of it. I'm sick of it on all fronts. I hate it all.
I'm not sick of Trump because if you're going to tell me a plan, if Garcetti's going to get up there and he's going to go, look, these people are junkies. Look, I've done the studies. 80% of them have a substance abuse problem. They need treatment.
Yeah.
We're not going to get any more people off the streets unless we treat these people.
Period.
And all right. So number one, number two, they need counseling. There's an emotional component. Number three, their families should be involved with this. Oh, yeah. I've got a plan that gets hold of their families. They shouldn't be sleeping in flop houses. They should be flopping on sofas of their kids who they put through college and now turning their back on them because they have a substance problem. Yep. I want to get these three components together. I want to clean up the streets. It's fine. We need more money for affordable housing, and we need to be compassionate.
Yeah.
That's a zero plan.
It's vague, yeah.
You want us to be compassionate. What is that? What do I mean? Hey, I'm going across town in the worst traffic in the world. You want to catch a nap in my back seat, homeless guy? I got a four-door.
Plenty of time.
Well, you're not going anywhere. Right. When I come back from work, I'll be sitting in traffic again. You can fall asleep in the back.
There's some interesting idea in there somewhere.
Commuter napping.
Yeah, commuter.
Homeless rideshare napping.
Homeless transport. Commuter. Gridlock.
Also,
homeless transport.
They never hear themselves, which is he thinks the most about this problem. So.
All right, well, you're going to get your car for the homeless, a true car. Ooh. That's what you're going to do. You're going to go feel comfortable, though, that you're getting a fair price. You can see what others paid. You need the context in order to know you're paying a fair price. So a true car, you will see what others paid in the market in your area. You also learn about your car. And once you register a true car, you will see real prices on actual inventory. That is a price for a piece of a vehicle that's on one of the true car certified dealers' lots. So you'll feel confident when you show up that this is the price and that is the vehicle. And TrueCar users save an average of $3,000 off MSRP, plus discounts you can't get anywhere else. Over 3 million cars have been sold by the over 13,000 TrueCar certified dealers nationwide, and it's new or used. So when you're ready to buy, new or used, visit TrueCar, and you will enjoy a more confident car buy experience. Think of it. Locked in price, for a specific vehicle, walk on the lot, hand them the certificate, drive out the car. Confident and $3,000 off MSRP, you can expect to save on average. Some features not available in all states.
All right. Let's see. Let me get down to I'll go down to Silmar and talk to this guy down here. Hey, Robert, 29, Silmar.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's going on?
Not much. Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Gotcha, man.
What's going on?
Just want to ask you why I sleep so much.
How much do you
sleep?
How much do you sleep?
Probably 10 hours a day or 12 some days.
12 hours a night. During the night?
Correct.
Okay. And are you on any medication?
Nope.
Do you have any medical problems?
No. Asthma.
Do you have a job?
Well, I did, but I sleep so much, so I'm so late every time, you know.
Has it always been this?
I get up late. Is this and I'd,
hang on. Is this something new for you?
No.
You've always been this way?
Pretty much.
Are you depressed?
Pretty much.
You're depressed. Okay. Well, that's a reason people sleep, a hypersomnolence. Have you had a medical evaluation in the last couple of years?
Nope. No.
Okay. Well, there's something called a frontal lobe tumor that actually can be treated that can make people be hypersomnolent and seem sort of lazy or depressed, and they actually have an organic problem. So also thyroid disorders can do this. There are lots of things can create the appearance of, you know, just sort of somnolence and lethargy, and you need to get that evaluated before you assume it's anything. You understand? Mm-hmm. I mean, you sound drowsy right now.
I guess.
Are you having any other symptoms, trouble concentrating or vision problems, anything else?
No, just lack of energy.
What's the rest of your life like?
It's good, you know. Wake up, do some stuff, and try not to fall asleep during the day. And then,
it's a very vivid picture.
Yeah.
Are you in a relationship?
No.
Is anybody concerned about you?
No.
How do you support yourself?
I work from time to time at a little tire shop.
Where do you live? Do you live at home?
Yeah.
You live with your parents?
Yeah.
What's your parents? Are they eager for you to get to work?
Are they concerned? Have they noticed this sort of sleepiness?
No, they're pretty old.
How much are you obese or something? Where your sleep would be inefficient?
No, I'm skinny.
All right, you need to see a physician. This is no bullshit. You need to go be assessed neurologically, blood tests, see what's going on, why this is the way it is.
And then when nothing comes out of that, I'm going to tell you, you're just going to have to start setting two alarms. And I can feel this guy. He's a valley dude. I've hung out with a lot of these guys. He's in Silmar. Are you near? You got to go to the, they have Kaiser Permanente over there in Panorama City. That's pretty close to Silmar. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what you need? You need something that you're really into. Really into. You're not really into anything. You have to have something that you're really into. When you have something you're really into, you move. I've been right where this guy is.
Yeah, it's not that bad, though. Not like this.
No, not that bad. This guy's Quaalude bad. I was just kind of ether bad. the thing about it is it's like whole generations of this. Yeah. It's just parents are done. Everyone's like, I don't care. And I mean, this is what I come from. I come from this. Like, people just chillaxing and who cares. And, like, yeah, well, you could work hard, but you're not going to get anywhere. So why not chillax?
Yeah.
This is kind of the thought. This is why I always hate the stupid message of, like, hey, you're always going to be down because the man's going to keep you there. Like, these guys think if you get up, bust your butt, and keep your nose to the grindstone, it doesn't matter anyway. And if that's the message, then I don't blame them for not putting their nose to any grindstones. I wouldn't want to do that if there wasn't anything waiting for me at the end either. It's a very convenient excuse for not getting up and getting out.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's actually hypersomnolent. Like he literally falls asleep.
He's got stuff going on. But I tell you...
But I understand what you're saying.
When he finds something he's passionate about, and Drew would always say that's being service to other people.
Yeah.
You know what got me going a lot? Being a Catholic big brother.
Yeah.
I had a kid. I had responsible for the kid. I couldn't oversleep and hang him out to dry, and I had to go pick him up, take him places, and we had to go do stuff. It gets you moving. Yeah. All right. Jason.
Saved you. Screwed him up, but saved you.
Jason, 33, Connecticut.
What's up, Dr. Drew, Adam?
What's going
huge
on?
Fan.
Thanks.
Really, Adam, especially. Drew, still, you know, HLN, not my favorite thing in the world.
Say that again? Oh, my old show?
Your old show.
Or just HLN generally, not your favorite thing in the world.
HLN generally, okay. Probably. I'm kind of a Trump supporter. You know, what I've had trouble with is I've been pretty successful, actually. I did grow up in white person, single mother household. She was into drugs, but a very successful person in her own right, too. Have not spoken to her since 19, so 14 years or so. And the way that's kind of manifested itself as an adult is it's just been interpersonal relationships, whether at work, different places, especially in kind of today's climate, I find super difficult. People who say like demonstrably false things, very difficult for me to just kind of tune things out, go about my business and just kind of move on.
You're speaking in sort of riddles. Give us a specific.
Perfect. So I want to give you two. First is younger. You know, I would always hear my mom was an excellent mother simply because she's a single mother. And that was just a falsehood.
Okay.
And it really surprised me, just kind of stupefied me for a long time. Recently, one of the, you know, work women's basketball conversation, UConn women's basketball, Connecticut has, you know, talked about traffic. Connecticut's huge problem is pensions. Everything's unfunded. We're never going to be able to afford this. Someone my age will never get Social Security, a lot of that kind of different stuff. So UConn women's basketball, they don't make money. No women's basketball program does. They lost $3 million this year. Easily verifiable. Someone at work, senior manager, older lady level, really takes umbrage with that. Just says it's false.
You're talking about Title IX, and you're saying they should undo the lady.
He's saying that you've saved that money for the and put it over to the Social Security type funding.
Yeah. But listen, Jason, all of what you say is correct, but don't worry, it's never going to happen. So now you have to kind of decide what are we going to do here, because I'm the same way. There's many stuff that there's a million things that don't compute. I got to go nuts every time I see click it or ticket on one of the freeway signs stuck in traffic when I'm going 9 miles an hour and you're begging me to put my seatbelt on. It's already on. I go a little nuts every time I see that, but I have to decide, am I going to get off the merry-go-round or am I just going to go to work and pet my dog and take a walk with my kids?
Right.
So that's what you're up against, Jason. And in a weird way, maybe in the past, society favored intellectual people a little more. Now it's all tilted toward dumb and emotional.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at.
We built a society to make dumb and emotional people happy, which then confounds us smart people because we can't figure out what we're doing here. But we got Garcetti explaining to everyone it's going to be all right. And you and I know it's not. And that's the problem. So, Jason, since it doesn't seem like it's coming back around our direction, I would suggest that you start finding some passions in life. And in terms of correcting others or undoing or righting wrongs, you're going to have to just sort of let that go a little bit.
It's hard for him because of his resentments towards his mom.
I get it.
And I would say you might want to get some therapy about that because it sounds a little...
So she was a therapist, and I would just say my experience with therapy is those people are more messed up than I am,
okay. Significantly.
Right. And especially when you start throwing drugs in there.
Yeah.
The type of things that I was... Accutane especially. The fact that she...
Yeah. Jason? Jason? Jason?
And gave me
Jason?
Accutane. Jason? I think it's criminal.
Jason.
Well, wait a minute. What's criminal about Accutane?
So at 18, 19, whatever, you have to actually sign off on forms because it gives people suicidal thoughts.
Right.
I'm not depressed. I'm not anything like
that.
Yeah,
but what about having horrible skin?
Yeah, I took Accutane. I was really delighted I did, along with many millions of other people. I'm so happy I took it. It's like changed my life.
Maybe that's where we differ a little bit.
Well, that is where,
that's where it differs.
Listen,
I took it.
Listen, hey, Jason, I look back at some of those people I went to high school with who had horrible skin, and I realize they are literally scarred. Like their adolescence, high school years were ruined. When you have horrible, bad skin, you simply become the kid with the bad skin. Like that's your whole personality, dating and social this and interacting. It is
horrible,
horrible, yeah. Brutal. And devastating. And you don't really even see it anymore. I see it all the time. It's teenagers with just horrible skin.
Yeah.
So I wish that those kids had access to Accutane back in the day when I used to see them. And you have taken your exposure to Accutane and turned it into
a universal,
hostile, negative,
No,
whatever.
It's Ritalin as well. It's Ritalin. It's all kinds.
Okay, so, Jason,
but Jason,
here's the problem. You're beyond reach then. If you don't take help, and you got to find that help, you have to be careful with who you select for sure. I'll get you on that front, and I also not suggesting medication at all. You should stay away from that. But if you don't reach out, this isn't going to change because it's other people that change us. We don't change ourselves very much.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
You have a high intellect, and that's a good thing. But it's also sort of something you use on yourself. Do you understand me?
Way too analytical, yeah. It gives it a curse, yes.
I get it. It doesn't have to just be a curse. You can actually use it for ways to make money and have relationships, make people laugh and create things, enjoy things. So what you need to start doing at this point at age 33 is take your intellect, your evolved intellect, and stop using it for evil. And start using it for good. That good will benefit you.
Right.
So
that's true.
That's a decision you have to make. You can analyze everything down till its last fiber and then walk away miserable, or you can take that high intellect and start steering it toward the light. That'll benefit you. That's what I would suggest you do. You're 33. It's time to begin that journey. You know, people that have a high intellectual capacity, it's basically like a gun. Like, is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. Who has it? What direction are they pointing it? What do they plan on doing with it? We know it's powerful, but if it's in the hand of a law enforcement guy and the gangbangers are chasing me, then it's a good tool.
Right. I mean, especially when you've had trauma at the hands, you know, you start building a worldview based on a traumatic experience with parents, and that's not good.
Yeah, I don't know what the correlation with IQ and happiness or lack of happiness is, but Philly cheesesteaks in the next room is probably the happiest creature in the building, right?
And maybe a higher IQ than some, but yeah.
I don't know. Is Fondelier still here? He's licking the back of my knee and having the time of his life every time I go out there. So, All right. So now if you are an intelligent person, Drew has to wrestle with this. He's an intelligent person. An intelligent person knows what's going on in the rest of the world, understands their suffering and genocide and female genital mutilation and all kinds of stuff. So, hey, Max Spada.
Oh. Fondelier's here.
No, fine. And I don't want to talk to
you. It's all right.
I didn't want to mislead the audience. You're still here? All right, Philly, second lowest intellect in this building right now. I thought he'd cut out. I didn't know. You know what? I didn't want it to come to this, Matt. I truly didn't.
I'm still trying to decide if it was worth it for me to let you know that I am still here.
There's a window of negligence, and it's closed and been painted shut forever, Matt. All right, thank you. I love Matt. And then that's, by the way, anybody I speak about this way, it's because I like you. The people I don't like, I don't say anything about because I feel guilty.
Man, Ray is lucky.
All right. Yeah, he's a lucky man. If you look up the USA Today from a few 3 days ago or so, there's a story on female genitalia mutilation.
Oh, that Handmaid's Tale gets into that. It's a good series on Hulu, Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, this is just something, there's just an article on it. Yeah. I don't know if it's on Handmaid's Tale or not.
There was a big New England Journal review of all the different kinds of female genital mutilation about 12 years ago or so, maybe 15. And the weird thing is, other than when they sew the vagina shut, which creates all kinds of pain, obviously, there's a lot of retention of function. That's one of the surprises from all that.
Well, don't you feel like the sort of the female or male, female, whatever biology is like, that's sort of the water that just sort of changes course and keeps going downhill.
Yeah.
Like it's always finding
it's
a way.
Finding a way, yeah, yeah.
Nature's always kind of – every time I take a walk every night, I take my kids to the Starbucks, we walk over there. I always see this one tree that they planted too close to the curb, and I see it coming over the cement. Like it's growing over the cement.
Yeah.
And I just always stop and look at it and go, nature's always finding a way. A cement – footing is not enough to hold this thing back from going over it. Mm-hmm. Now it's not going through it or around it, it's just kind of come over the spilling over the top of it. It's a tree. That's nature. All right, and that's Simply Safe. Protecting your home should be easy. In the past it wasn't. Installation appointments, drilling holes, getting locked into contracts. Simply Safe, comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online. Each system is a security arsenal. Entry and motion sensors, high-def security camera, everything you need to keep your family safe. CNET called it comprehensive, easy-to-use protection, and named it Editor's Choice for home security in 2014, and they've come a long way since then. Order today and be protected by the end of the week. Get 10% off right now, and when you go to Simply Safe, that's two I's, S-I-M-P-L-I, safe, adam.com, and order your Simply Safe system, you are going to save 10%. That is Simply Safe, adam.com. No drilling, no wires, no pulling. Pop up 20 minutes, up and running. Simply Safe. All right, one more, Drew. What do we got?
Let's go to line three. I'm sorry, Justin.
Oh,
Justin.
Justin.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey there.
Good. How you doing?
Hey, guys. I was calling to ask Dr. Drew, what are the symptoms of low testosterone? I'm 29, and I don't have health insurance. So before I go, you know, waste $100 or $200 seeing a doctor, what are some of the signs that I can look for low T?
Low testosterone, like lifelong low testosterone or sudden drop in testosterone?
Well, when I was 2 years old, I had an undescended testicle,
and
so I'm 29. I've had multiple partners, and I've never have had kids, so I've never gotten tested for that. And I'm just kind of thinking, you know, I've been kind of sluggish the last like couple years. And
okay, so that's be way down the list of reasons for being sluggish. And when you had the undescended test, I assume they took that out.
No, they went in to my abdomen and then dropped it down.
Oh, they pulled it down.
So you should have
normal testosterone levels. There's no reason you would. Do you have normal hair distribution?
Yeah.
Do you have normal stature?
Yeah, I'm 5'9".
Normal muscular development?
Yeah.
Okay, so forget it. And if you had a prolactin-secreting tumor that was causing a sudden drop in your testosterone, you might have some visual disturbances, like the lateral parts of your visual field might go out. But definitely you should get a medical evaluation if you're not feeling well. I mean, fatigue is, you know, a presenting system of a symptom of 1,000 different things. So the doctor to start looking around, see if they can come up with whatever this possibly could be.
Yeah, the testosterone thing is one of those things where when you hear about it, you go, oh, sluggish? Not have the energy you used to have? And it makes all the sense in the world, but you could call it anything and say that.
It could be a thyroid disease. It could be a neurodevelopmental process. It could be an infection. It could be a tumor. It could be a million. And each of those have a million different subcategories. So
I have found energy directly tied into activity. if you're getting up,
your sleep could be messed up.
Everything's everything. But what I'm saying is if that alarm's going to ring and you're going to go somewhere you hate going every morning to a job you hate going, whatever, everyone's going to have low energy.
Right,
and
depression,
when no one has low energy when they're going whitewater rafting that afternoon or right. whatever that activity is. So what is it? Well, it's not you; it's the activity. So change the activity and start a small business. Get a little more energy going with Kabbage. Kabbage. Wondering how to get funding for a small business? I suggest Kabbage. Help small business owners get flexible funding right away without the headaches of a traditional loan. You can apply online or from your phone. Super easy. No waiting in line, scanning documents, or tracking down financial statements. Only pay for the funds you actually use. Kabbage has supported 100,000 plus small businesses with $2.9 billion with a B in funding. So visit kabbage.com/Drew. No cost to apply. And as an Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew Show listener, you can qualify for when you qualify for funding, you'll get a $100 Visa gift card. You want a $100 Visa gift card? Good. Go to Kabbage. kabbage.com/Drew and qualify for a loan. All right, Drewski, I am going to be go to Corolla Drinks, say hi to Lynette, go to adamcarolla.com, find out what I'm doing, live shows, events, whatever. It's all up there. No safe spaces, me and Dennis Prager. Drew, what do you got?
Go to drdrew.com, Maria Bamford, the Dr. Drew podcast this week. Also, me and Spaz and let's see, we did chimeras last week, all kinds of crazy stuff, gene splicing, interesting things. And me and Bob Forrest, don't be sure to check that out as well on This Life.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.